News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, last week we heard the UK is going to rejoin the study abroad Erasmus programme in 2027. But there is talk in the UK in recent days of potentially the UK going further. It was prompted by the Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, who I think many people see as the most likely successor to Keir Starmer as Labour leader, should Starmer decide to step down. But Streeting said he would support rejoining the EU customs union in order to grow the UK economy. We're joined by Adam Bolton, political commentator, columnist with the iPaper and presenter on Times Radio. Adam, is this notion of rejoining the customs union, is it seriously back on the political agenda, do you think?
Yes, I think it is creeping back on the political agenda. And as you say, it is because there are question marks over Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister. Labour is doing extremely badly in polls and in off elections, and many people feel that there could be a change of Labour leader and therefore Prime Minister next year. There are a number of contenders for that role, including Wes Streeting, the Health Secretary. And what happened this weekend is he gave a lengthy profile interview to the Observer newspaper, in which he expressed the personal opinion that he thought Britain should consider joining the customs union. And that, of course, would be breaking the manifesto promise which was given by Sir Keir Starmer at the time of the last general election, that Britain would not rejoin the customs union or the single market. It has to be said, Mr. Streeting was quite clear that he is not in favour of rejoining the single market because of the freedom of movement issue of people coming to the UK. But I think what we really saw was Wes Streeting sending out a message that were he to become leader, there would be a change of policy. And it has to be said, in terms of public opinion, he appears to be pushing at an open door. We've got a new report from the British Chambers of Commerce saying that present trade barriers with the EU are damaging British businesses. They want changes. And the most obvious one is in this area of the customs union.
He made one point which I thought, from as an outside observer, was quite compelling, Wes Streeting, in his interview with the Observer, where he said there's no point in Labour trying to out-reform in any general election campaign. And he said, look, better to have a clear point of difference. And there would be no doubt that the prospect of the UK rejoining the customs union would be a clear point of difference. Would that be popular with voters potentially, do you think?
Yes, it would. The evidence from opinion polls is that there is quite a lot of buyer's remorse about Brexit, that people do think that it's damaged the economy, and they would like closer ties with Europe. That's for obvious reasons. Europe is the bloc of the EU, is our biggest trading partner, and yet we've put up barriers, and a lot of businesses have simply stopped trading. I think, you know, the point is that Sir Keir Starmer at the moment is attempting a straddle. He is attempting both to appeal to reform voters and then to come back with things that might appeal, such as the Erasmus scheme, to people on the other side. But Labour is losing votes in both directions, to the right to reform and to the left to parties like the Greens and the Liberal Democrats. The point, though, is that Labour is losing rather more votes to the left than it is to the right. And there are a lot of people in the party who are saying that if Labour were to revert to its pro-European comfort zone, and remember, Sir Keir Starmer, before he became leader, wanted to hold the referendum again in the hopes of reversing it. If it were to return to that area, it would be more likely to hold on to the voters it had at the last election.
Final question, Adam, and it's a bit of a crystal ball one. I think we're roughly the same vintage. Do you see the UK going even further in our lifetime and maybe at some stage rejoining the EU?
I'm afraid I don't, and for the simple reason that I think Brexit broke the trust between the UK and the European Union. There are a lot of people in this country who are convinced that we should never have been part of that political union. But people also forget that it's a two-way street. And I can't see the members of the European Union wanting to reopen that issue and to use the bandwidth for the UK to rejoin in my lifetime, the next, 20, 30 years or so. What I do think will probably happen is an evolution of a much closer practical cooperation. I mean, remember, right at the start of the negotiations, Michel Barnier said, well, look, if you want to leave the EU, there are various levels at which you could participate. And the most obvious one would be an arrangement similar to Norway with the EU. But at the present moment, with all the concerns about immigration, that seems impossible because it would mean the Schengen group and it would mean freedom of movement. And in British politics at the moment, the hottest issue is the level of immigration into this country.
Okay, thank you indeed for that insight. Adam Bolton there, political commentator, columnist with the iPaper, presenter on Times Radio. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.